Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. I want to play some audio for you guys before we get moving in this conversation, because sometimes, man, it's like the sports gods just know. This was recently that people were talking this way. Now, I remember hearing myself say it last week that I said, if there's leaves still on the trees, don't talk to me about the Ravens or Buffalo or any of these teams. And Mike Greenberg, who earlier today tweeted that the Jets season is one of the biggest disappointments in the last 15 years, even though most of us knew that the Jets were going to be disappointing, he went on Get Up last week and said this about the Baltimore Ravens. Listen to this nonsense that was spewed on Channel 33. For those of you that know, you know.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you guys. All that making fun of me you did when I said he's the MVP of the league. And oh, no, everyone yelled at me. He's not even the MVP on his own team. Derrick Henry is the difference. You watch that team with him, they are markedly different. Lamar is brilliant. He's been brilliant a long time. This team is markedly different because of that.
You remember? Hold on, hold on. You remember?
So Lamar's not the MVP of his team just because he's been good for a long time?
No, five touchdown passes.
Henry, I want to focus on
the same way that Randy Moss was the difference when he came to New England. Tom Brady was already a great quarterback.
Yeah.
But that elevated everything, basically to the point of being unstoppable.
Yes.
And that's what this guy has done. If this guy is healthy, nobody beats the Ravens.
When Derrick Henry is healthy, no one beats the Ravens. Even though the Ravens lost in week one of the NFL season with the healthy Derrick Henry, even though they lost in week two to the Las Vegas Raiders, who are one of the five worst teams in the National Football League, and yesterday they lost to the Cleveland Browns. But nobody is beating the Ravens when they have a healthy Derrick Henry. You know what I want to do? I want to go ahead and bury three teams. Now, I'm not burying the Ravens like they're not going to make the postseason. They're going to make the postseason. They're one of the seven best teams in the AFC. I also think they're going to win their division. But that one seed conversation, give me some music, Rob. You've got three losses. It's Halloween. You're four games back of Kansas City. It's Halloween. You are not the one seed. Baltimore, when you go on the road to play Kansas City in the AFC Championship game and it's 13 degrees outside in January, when you go on the road in Kansas City to play the Chiefs and it's negative 2 degrees outside, you have no one to blame but yourself. You lost to the Chiefs. You lost to the Raiders. You lost to the Browns. That one seed conversation, done, finito, kaput. I'm not talking about the Ravens anymore in that conversation. I've eliminated them. There are now three teams who could get the one seed. And I'm only giving Houston and Buffalo respect in this conversation because they still play the Chiefs. Buffalo could be the one seed. It's possible. Houston could be the one seed. It's possible. The Chiefs, they're the favorite. I was looking at the app earlier today. The Chiefs are minus 290 to be the one seed in the AFC. So Vegas is telling you they're overwhelming favorites. But I know who the one seed will not be. it will not be the Baltimore Ravens. So that is our first send-off. We are sending off the Ravens' one-seed chances. You're done. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Take your two-seed, your three-seed. I'd worry about winning the division because you might be going on the road for three straight games because Pittsburgh might win that division. Let's bury another team. Can we bury the New York Jets? I'm tired of the New York Jets. I mean this in all seriousness. I don't want to see the Jets anymore. I don't want to see them on a Thursday night. I don't want to see them on a Sunday night. I don't want to see them on a Monday night. I don't want to see them pop up on the red zone. They're done. They're done. They're the East Coast Las Vegas Raiders. That's who they are. Get them away from me. I don't want to hear about Breece Hall. I don't want to hear about Devontae Adams. I don't want to hear about Aaron Rodgers. I said this all offseason. If your escape plan and your savior is a 40-year-old quarterback who didn't play in 2023, it's a bad plan. And you know what the Jets are? A bad plan. They lost to the Patriots, bro. You cooked. You're not making the postseason. You're not making anything. What you guys need to be preparing for is to draft a quarterback in round one of the NFL draft and telling that quarterback to sit for a year behind Aaron Rodgers. You need to be focused on which one you're going to draft, Quinn Ewers or Carson Beck. That needs to be your focus if you're the New York Jets and not turning this thing around. So, Rob, hit me with a little bit of music so we can send off the New York Jets with their season because they're done. The New York Jets are done, my friend, and I'm tired of them. I don't want to watch them on any more nationally televised games. They got Houston. They got on the road against Miami. They still got Buffalo. They got Seattle. They're done. They lost five straight games. Their two wins are the Titans and the Patriots. You are the company you keep. You're in the same vein as the Patriots and the Tennessee Titans. You don't deserve to be on Thursday night football and Monday night football and playing in these games anymore. Jets and Colts on Sunday night football. Let's go ahead and flex that out right now. Let's be preemptive with this. We gotta watch them one more time. Let's get them out of there. Let's get them out of there. No. Put that game on ESPN Plus is where that game needs to be. All right, Rob, there's one more team we need to get rid of.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever been in the process on Sunday? And I'm sure some of you can relate to this. Have you ever been on the process on Sunday when you're thinking about what bets you're going to make and you're kind of talking to your friends about it and your friend warns you? Your friend warns you and tells you, hey, man, I don't trust him. You're like, oh, man, you don't know what you're talking about. You start arguing with your boy. I had this conversation with my dear friend Ian yesterday. Hey, man, I don't know. I wouldn't pick Cincinnati. Man, they haven't won a home game all year. They're 3-4. If they win this, they'll be 4-4. They're still in the playoff picture. I'm going to roll with them. And then you just witness the money that you paid. You witness it lit on fire. We are at Halloween. And the only teams that the Bengals have beaten are Carolina, the Giants, and Cleveland. And not the Jameis Winston Browns, the Deshaun Watson Browns. That doesn't count. So, Rob, hit my music one more time. There's another team that we need to send off. It's the Cincinnati Bengals. You're done. I also don't want you on Monday night. Don't want you on Sunday night. Don't want you on Thursday night football. You're done. I'm tired of doing this with the Bengals. We give the Bengals these different rules. They start off the season super slow, and then they have to play nearly perfect football to dig themselves out of the fact that they lost four of their first five games of the year. They lost to New England. They lost to everybody. They're done, is what they are. They're cooked. They're not a playoff team. They need to be focused on what they're going to do with T. Higgins and paying Ja'Marr Chase and how they can better block and protect Joe Burrow. That needs to be the focus of the Cincinnati Bengals, not making the postseason. And when they lose to the Raiders at home this weekend, that's going to tell us everything that we need to know. They're done. So I just wanted to go ahead and send off two teams, and one, I just eliminated you from a certain conversation. I'm not eliminating the Ravens. I'm just telling you they're not in the one seed conversation anymore. And we also can go ahead and put flowers on the grave of the Jets. They're done for the rest of the year. We also can do that same thing with the Cincinnati Bengals because they too, they share a coffin with the New York Jets. They both are done for the remainder of the season.
It's pretty crazy. They were not even at Halloween yet, and both the AFC East and the AFC West race is over. I mean, that's wild. Like, we know two playoff teams right now. The Chiefs know when the AFC West is catching them. That's done. And the Bills. The Bills are ahead of the playoffs. Congrats. You get to host a playoff game this year again, Buffalo. Party on, because the Jets, Patriots, Dolphins, Chargers, Broncos, and Raiders have all put up zero, I mean zero, resistance. So, before we even put Halloween candy and a little, you know, tubs to hand out, we have two playoff teams locked in. That's pretty cool.
I mean, there's some other teams that I could go ahead and throw the dirt on, but you know what? Some of those teams are just obvious teams at this point. I'm not here to waste anybody's time. You know the Patriots aren't making the postseason. The Browns are 2-6. Tennessee is 1-6. Some of these teams, I don't need to waste your time. You know they're not going anywhere.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.